The Player, written by Sky Warren, narrated by Tor Tom and Emma Wilder.
Prologue. Sutton. Tearing the mold off bread so I have something to eat. A black eye on the first day of school. $2 to my name. Rock bottom looks different every time, but it's never looked like an empty bottle of Jim Beam until tonight. My daddy told me I wasn't better than him, and I told him to go fuck himself. He punched me in the stomach, and I told him again, and again, and again, until I spit blood onto the worn gray carpet of our single wide. Always had more pride than sense, which I guess is how I ended up on top of a hollowed-out building. I'm surrounded by the biggest goddamn block party without a single drop to drink. Only Harper St. Clair could have turned the razing of a prized old building into a celebration. Half the city showed up for the big demolition. They're dancing on the bones of that long-abandoned library, praying for a fresh harvest like it's a sacrifice. Christopher and Harper, they're the gods in this ritual. They're the ones we pray to. A sound makes me tense. This may be a hollowed-out fucking building, but it's my hollowed-out fucking building. Some of the veneer that lets me wear a suit and smile and pretend I'm in control of myself has broken down. It crumbled along with the library when the wrecking ball crashed into it. There's only the feral part of me now, and my back's against the wall. I'm ready for a fight. The rusted metal stairs creak and whine at someone's weight. My skin ripples with awareness. I could almost imagine the hair on my back rising up like some kind of wild animal. I'm 2 seconds away from baring my teeth. You don't come near someone bleeding, even if the pain is only on the inside. Really fucking poetic, watching the two people I'm in love with end up with each other. Even from 10 stories high, I can see the way her eyes shine when she looks at him. I can see the way his body tightens when he looks at her. A head appears over the rim of the building, blocking my view. The girl is hallowed by the spotlights on the street, her hair almost shimmering from the force of the light behind her. Or maybe it only looks that way because I'm wasted. "This roof's taken," I say, my voice hard. "Now fuck off." She does not fuck off. Instead, I'm treated to the sight of backlit breasts and a slender silhouette as she climbs onto the roof. I made a chair out of an old radiator, front row seats to heartbreak. Maybe she's one of Harper's friends from prep school. It might be a good time for her, watching me pant over what I can't have. She stretches her legs out in front of her, settling in beside me, using her warmth.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?